You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Rassilon Hiatus Special.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's haunted.
Ooh. It's a haunted hiatus special?
Yeah.
Ah, it's nice. Today we're going to be talking about A Fix with Sontarans, which was a sketch for a children's show called Jim Will Fix It, which aired on February 23rd, 1985. And we'll also be talking a little bit about The Doctor in Distress again. We'll be talking about it again, but there'll be a new twist added to it. That'll be the second half of this hiatus special. This haunted hiatus special.
Joe Fax!
The first half was going to be this. A Fix with Sontarans. Jim Will Fix It. We've watched it twice now because we watched it once. And then we took a long time before we decided to record this podcast. So we were like, we should watch it again. So we just watched it. A little bit of background information. It's a show where kids write in and then the host fixes their problems. I don't know. I haven't seen anything else other than this segment. But it seems like the kid says one thing and then they wildly extrapolate something entirely different out of it so that it'll work for television. Because he just said, what was it he said?
I liked his request because his request was literally, can I see the doctor go into the TARDIS?
And instead they're like, what if we just do a whole mini episode with you? And the kid does admirably.
He looks so distressed.
He's the doctor in distress.
It's him.
Gareth in distress. Another thing that we should probably get out of the way about this thing is that the host of this show is a creepy-ass motherfucker. He was a pedophile, right? That's the deal?
I have heard that.
Hundreds of allegations of sexual abuse were made against him after his death. That's a little shitty. But I think that the segment itself is separate enough from that, right?
Yeah, we can talk about the segment.
So what happens in it, Tony? You do it.
Sure. I mean, I think this was written very quickly. So,
yes.
Basically, there are Sontarans on the TARDIS. The Doctor is Donna Nobling all around the console, trying to, I guess, turn the power off because the Sontarans have a bomb and they need a lot of power to explode the bomb. Somehow, he ends up accidentally transporting Tegan onto the TARDIS. And I'm going to stop right now because we have to acknowledge her haircut.
We have to acknowledge multiple things about Tegan.
Yes. But first, the haircut.
Sure.
What is that?
A weird mullet? A bizarre mullet.
Was that in style?
It looks like two haircuts at once.
Because the back two is straightened. Like, it's perfectly straight.
Yeah. But there's also, like, another hairstyle on top of it. It's two hairstyles in one. It looks bad.
It's not the best. It's not the best look. I'm sorry.
Second thing I want to address. First off is, it wasn't supposed to be Tegan. It was supposed to be Perry, but she was busy doing something else. So they could get Tegan.
Right.
So, third thing, why is she wearing her
stewardess outfit?
Yeah. Why is she wearing her stewardess outfit? Did she go back to work for them? Because she returned to Earth and didn't work for them.
Yeah. I think maybe she just likes it.
She just likes it? She just stole that outfit?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we still have the red vests from the theater.
Didn't she say she was just sitting down to dinner or something?
Lunch.
So, she's just chilling in this stewardess outfit.
You know, sometimes she quit a job and then realize you have to go back.
I guess so. Another thing I want to talk about Tegan is this is the first time we've ever seen
the banter work?
Yes! The Sixth Doctor and Tegan is what Perry and the Doctor should have been.
Because Tegan holds her own, and, like, it is banter. There's a back and forth, as opposed to just one-way abuse.
I like, legitimately enjoy it, and I was like, oh, man.
There's only one thing that I absolutely hated between the two of them.
Oh, when the Doctor's just sexist for no reason?
Yeah, when the Doctor's just like, girls, they're dumb.
He literally does that at one point.
It's not good. I don't get it. But so, they turn the power off, but Tegan accidentally activates the matter transporter, which brought her on, and transports a Gareth.
Yes, and specifically, I guess it works on whatever he's thinking about at the moment. Because she's like, what were you thinking about when it was turned on? And he was like, a handsome strapping hero.
think that's cute as hell.
And it's basically, he just pulls himself. Because the Doctor's thinking about himself. But yeah, it's little Gareth. He's, what, 8, 9, something like that?
Sure.
And he is wearing the Doctor's outfit that I think his grandmother made or something.
Somebody definitely handmade it for him.
Yeah. It looks cool. Looks good. Looks accurate.
That's the first time I realized that the Doctor's shoes were like that.
What are they like? I didn't notice.
They're bright orange.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it's shoes or he has, what's it called when you have a thing that goes over the shoes? Like spats or something? Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about.
I think it's called chaps.
It's not.
Feet chaps.
It's not.
It's feet chaps, right?
They think there are orange spats and not orange shoes, but it could be wrong. They're soft.
Chaps.
Yes, chaps.
Orange chaps.
Orange chaps.
I could go for an orange chap right about now. That sounds delicious.
That sounds like a creamsicle drink at a bar.
Okay. Sounds good.
Come back to us.
Sorry. Just sounds yummy. So they're going to utilize his help, and the Doctor says he needs a box.
Which is a good bit, because he tells Tegan to go get a box, and Tegan's like, you want me to get a box? That doesn't sound like very helpful. She goes and she gets a box. And he's like, now put it on the floor. She puts it on the floor so that Gareth can reach the console.
Which That's is cute.
Yeah.
And then they just spout some...
They don a noble around.
Yeah. Which the kid adequately says all of his lines. He has some complex lines that they give him.
They are kind of complex. I didn't really think about it, but yeah, it's all techno babble.
The Doctor's like, activate the flibble flobble. And he's like, activating the flibble flobble. But it's like way more complex than flibble flobble. Then the Sontarans burst onto the TARDIS.
There's a joke there that I like. He's like, you ruined my door. And they go, silence. And he's like, no, this is fair. You ruined a perfectly good door and it wasn't even locked.
That is good. And then they quickly find out that this kid is Gareth Jenkins. And they're like, we've heard of Gareth Jenkins. In the far distant future of 2001, we will invade Earth and we will be stopped by this Gareth Jenkins. So they're like, we gotta kidnap him and stuff and kill him, so...
But then they don't.
No, the Doctor had told Gareth to press a button when he said so, and then he presses the button and they...
Melt. Why do they melt? Why?
They get hit by this gas and then just one of them spits out a long fruit roll-up out of his mouth. A green fruit roll-up.
It's green ooze.
It looks like a solid square of green gelatin. It's disgusting. And then they're like, well done, kid. You murdered people.
You murdered two people. Congrats.
While the kid just awkwardly stares at the camera like he has no idea how this happened.
I mean, the whole thing is very cute and like sweet. It is kind of funny how the whole time he's just like shell-shocked. Oh, we skipped over my favorite joke, which is the Doctor asking him how he knew all that stuff. And he says, well, I've seen you fly the TARDIS on the telly.
So if this is canon, what does that mean?
Oh, he's from...
Faros?
Yeah.
Some meta planet. Well, he's from Earth, but...
I don't know. Listen, I was trying to do a thing.
It's about as thought out as this episode is.
I mean, it's not an episode. It's just a cute little thing.
It's canon. But the host comes back on the screen and they call him a hideous monster, not knowing how right they are.
There's also this moment where, so like he shakes the Doctor's hand and then he kisses Tegan's hand and it's way too slow and way too weird. And Colin Baker makes a face at this.
Does he?
He does.
I heard like he was talking about like when they made this, he felt very bad for the kid because apparently Jimmy Savile, that's this guy's name, was just a dick. And he's like, this kid came on the show and like to do this thing. And like, he's like, everybody was very nice to the kid, but the host was just like very standoffish and didn't pay any attention to the kid at all and stuff. So, which on the one hand, great.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's like, don't be a dick.
But yeah. He visibly makes a face where he's like, what the fuck was that? Like, you can see it in the thing. And he kind of gives Tegan a look like, was that? That was weird, right? And then, then kind of is like, I'm on TV. And I couldn't tell. I was like, is he, like, playing up a bit? Or is that a genuine reaction? Because I couldn't tell. I mean, to me, knowing what I know, it felt like a genuine reaction.
Well, from what I've heard, Colin Baker didn't like him, so.
Oh, all right. There you go.
And then they give him a little medal, and then they give him...
He gets to keep one of the guns.
Gets to keep one of those cool Santarin guns.
That's as big as he is, too.
He looks legitimately excited while still being like, ah. And that's it. That's the end of A Fix with Santarins. What do you think?
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, there's not much else you can say about it.
I liked it. Thought it was fun. It was cool seeing Six and Tegan. That's what I liked the best.
Yeah.
I would like to have seen a whole season of those two. It's so weird considering how I was like, I don't like Tegan when she first came on. And by the time she left, I was like, God damn it, I miss Tegan.
Tegan's one of my favorites. How did that happen? I mean, really how it happened was that the actress improved a lot.
I think it's like she got stuff to do also, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Fix with Santarins. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for a special Doctor in Distress thing.
Review/thing. Well, we already talked about it, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about the song.
Yeah.
We did talk about the song, but we didn't talk about the thing.
Okay, just go to commercial break.
All right, listen to some ads.
Welcome to Dr. Geek's Laboratory.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Geek here with a shout-out to all the scientists who worked tirelessly to bring a COVID-19 vaccine into reality. Let's face it, creating something of this magnitude is a miracle worthy of Dr. McCoy himself. And now, Dr. Geek needs you to do your part. Remember, each shot is one small step back to normal, one giant leap to putting the pandemic behind us. We can do this. For more information, visit vaccines.gov to find your nearest provider.
My name is Mark McCrane. I'm the author of The Best Saturdays of Our Lives.
I'm Dan Klink, co-host of The Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast.
The Best Saturdays of Our Lives features programming trends from the 1966 television season all the way through the last hurrah of the early digital age of the 1990s.
On the show, if it's animated, we talk about it.
Order your signed copy today at tbsool.com.
And listen to the podcast at esonetwork.com and all podcast platforms.
And we're back. And it's not time for final thoughts. It's time for something new and exciting.
Okay.
Is it really too late at this point in the podcast to introduce new things?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're not even going to introduce you. That's you're just here now.
Hi, it's me. I'm Chris Cherry.
No, you may not be introduced.
No introductions. None needed.
I've been here the whole time, but I've been as quiet as a church mouse.
We specifically said, don't talk during the first segment. We don't want to hear your thoughts on A Fix with Santarins. I'm sure they're controversial. And you obliged.
So controversial. Can I say, though?
I'll allow it.
You guys were so funny in the first half. So funny. And like that one bit, I cried.
I know which bit you're talking about.
I saw your tears, and you kept it very silent.
Uh-huh.
Just a single tear falling down your cheek.
A single tear, but like also all my eyeliner. The one tear somehow collected all of my eyeliner.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now you gotta redo your makeup.
Yeah. But you know what? It's fine. I'll live. I do my makeup really nice for every podcast that I'm on.
Do you feel at all distressed about this?
You know, I do. I feel like I'm in a lot of distress right now.
I wonder if we can segue from this.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you guys are on hiatus. You guys are on hiatus, and I find that very annoying.
How annoying do you find it?
I'd say about like 4.5 minutes worth.
Did you perhaps make a song about it?
Yes. Yeah, so you guys talked about Doctor in Distress last week, right? Or not last week, but the last recording.
Yeah.
Before going on hiatus.
Before going on hiatus. And explained what it is. So everyone listening knows what Doctor in Distress is.
Presumably.
But in case they don't, in case this is the only episode of Rassilon they've listened to, or they've listened to every episode except Revolution of the Daleks, Doctor in Distress was a charity single that was released during the hiatus between the first and second Six Doctor seasons. It was like organized by Ian Levine to protest the fact that Doctor Who wasn't on the air. And then you guys went off the air, and I thought it was very much in the spirit of things to also create a song.
Is it for charity?
No. All proceeds go to me directly. Like, if you listen to it, you owe me money. Everyone listening to this podcast right now, listening to the song, owes me money, and I will collect.
Fair enough.
Don't think I won't. But yes, and so I recorded this song along with a couple of Rassilon regulars. There's myself, there is Felicity Cousinitz, the other half of the Robert Holmes duo. Ray Friesen is there a little bit with his son, Welly, who does some really great stuff in it, along with Matt Golden. Also, there is my very, very good friend, Hallie Larson, who is on it, who has not been on the podcast before, but lately we're a package deal, so she's on it too.
She joins in for a lot of the live streams, so she is a part of the Rassilon family.
She's a part of the Rassilon family in that way. Like, if you get on one of the live streams, there's a good chance that you'll see her.
You'll read her.
You will read her and me awkwardly flirting.
It's not that awkward. You guys are fine.
Making it uncomfortable. That's what we're here for.
It's when the, like, sexting starts that I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
You're watching Doctor Who. Come on.
Stop sexting in the chat.
There is nothing more sexy than 80s Doctor Who.
What really impresses me is when both of you are just passing back and forth the, I don't even know how you pronounce it, ASCII art?
ASCII.
ASCII, okay, yeah, when you guys are doing that. I'm a little like, come on guys, stop it, but also like, impressed.
Yeah, well, ASCII and ye shall receive.
Okay, so I want to say, also, Tony has heard this song.
I didn't know we were doing a thing.
You didn't get the memo that we were going to listen to it live.
I didn't, but I have since tried to
forget it.
All about it.
I have not heard it. This is my initial listen, me hearing it for the first time.
Podcast in Distress.
Podcast in Distress. Should we get into it? Should we
play it? Let's get into it. Let's play it.
And hiatus is too long to wait. Bring back the podcast, don't hesitate. Any hiatus is too long to wait.
Bring back the podcast, don't hesitate.
It was a February midnight, only 6 years ago.
They started with an earthly child, 'cause that's what happens when you marry Joe.
An old man kidnapped teachers on a black and white TARDIS set.
Started off a legend that your Tony had seen yet.
Podcast in Distress. Let's all answer their SOS. Podcast in Distress. Bring it back now, you cannot rest.
Is it time for final thoughts?
No.
There were fuzzy chicken nuggets who we didn't see enough.
Chung Lee's in the Naptra, and a lot of straight up racist stuff. There were loads of brash young David,
but no macro at all. Tony really likes it.
Whenever everybody gets real small.
Podcast in Distress. Let's all answer their SOS. Podcast in Distress. Bring it back now, you cannot rest.
Oh, this is a great journey.
My They've seen almost all of the doctors and learned their final fates.
Discover when it comes to UNIT, it's always Benta, never Yates.
If you have questions about history, well, don't go to them for that.
Only go to them for Joe Facts and another hearty.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Podcasts in Distress. Let's all answer their SOS. Podcast in Distress. Bring it back now, you cannot rest.
Bring it back now, you can never pause. Podcasts don't come with an escape clause. And once it's done, you better get on deck to watch every single iteration of Star Trek.
Podcast in Distress. Let's all answer their SOS. Podcast in Distress. Bring it back now, you cannot rest.
Ever.
Straight. You're fine with them kidnapping people and sticking them in a time loop.
I didn't say that. I just said if you're going to do that, I want to see that they're small.
All right.
Obviously, ethically, it's like a bad move all around. But if you're going to go through all the trouble of setting up this, like, miniature world for beings to live in, that should be part of the draw. These people don't know what they're doing at all.
Wow.
Oh.
That's the song.
I feel super motivated to just give this podcast lots of money.
Right?
That was fantastic.
The thing about this song and making this song as I was putting it together is that, like, no one is as funny as you two are.
You're funny.
I dashed these lyrics off. These lyrics were written as quickly as I am sure the original lyrics were written. I put as much effort to this as, like, the people who wrote the original lyrics did. And, like, I wrote some jokes. And then I put that bit at the end that, yes, is from Carnival of Monsters. And I was like, no one is as funny as they are. Like, this is the funniest part of the song. It's just you two. It's just, like, something from the podcast.
It was great because it's not something I remember saying at all. But I was listening to it like, yeah, they're right. They should say it.
That little bit at the end with Welly was like an accident.
It's great.
That was so good that I kept it in. I was like, I literally just shoved like that file there to get it out of the way. And I was just like, oh no, that sounds amazing.
It's a perfect cap to the
song. It's a perfect cap. Welly just made so much noise on microphone. There's just a lot of just like nonsense. I adore Welly.
Is there a bit where he's actually singing it? There is a bit where it sounds like he's singing it.
No. Willie is singing on the choruses. It's just, Ray is singing on the choruses too. They're a little quieter though, because neither of them sang anything like the melody. Or like the rhythm. What are the bits of music? They didn't do those. You know, they didn't do the bit where it's music.
I was a little worried because at the beginning, it's very cacophonous.
It's very cacophonous. That was the thing where at the very beginning, I was like, no one did the chant in the same way at all. There was like no way to make it seem like a group of people were chanting. And so I was like, what if it's just chaos? Originally, I was like, what if it's, like, in a round? And that was kind of what I was going for, was that, like, they're doing it in a round. But then I thought, like, no, what if it's just, like, it's kind of just chaos and, you know, I'm tired, so.
What if it's just a nightmare?
What if it sounds exactly like a panic attack feels?
Exactly.
But the verses are legible.
I had a panic attack, like, as I was, like, starting to, like, do the final mix, where I was, like, oh, what if you can't understand anything anyone's saying?
I can understand. The opening bit was a little harder to follow.
I would say that this song is at least on par with the original.
And that's what I was going for.
I like it better because it's about me.
I like it better because there are parts where I say jokes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. No, I only ever committed to making a song that was on par with the original song. I felt making a song that was better than the original song was not in the spirit of the thing.
And I got to say, is it time for final thoughts? Which is fun. That's the only bit of this song I knew beforehand. I knew it was going to be called Podcast in Distress as well, but...
I wanted to see which take of mine you used.
It was the excited one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that worked best.
Well, thank you for this weird niche song.
Okay. Well, you better come off hiatus.
I will. We'll be back next time for...
I do feel convinced and energized.
Yeah? We've actually already recorded the next episode, so we're ahead of the curve.
Exactly. Well, we better put it out. You better not just sit on it forever.
We've filmed it, we've recorded it, I've already edited it, but I'm going to scrap it and do a whole new season where it starts off in Blackpool.
There you go.
We're going to record this whole next season, we're going to record this whole Trial of a Time Lord, but then we're going to scrap it all and do whatever they were originally going to
yes,
do.
Yes, you're going to review the hypothetical season 23.
Exactly.
That would have existed.
Yeah, so we got to do the Blackpool, and I don't know what else there was. What?
23H.
Yes, 23H.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to that stupid thing and playing it on your podcast.
Thanks for making
thanks,
it.
Thank
and for
you. Yeah.
Coming on and telling us what the fuck you did.
And thank you to everyone who sang for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to Felicity and Ray and Welly and Matt and Hallie and myself. Thank you, me. But really, seriously, I liked doing it because it was like, I like paying tribute to you guys because you guys are my friends, but also incredibly funny and talented, and everyone should know that.
Aw. And as evidenced by this song, you are also somewhat talented.
But less than you, and that's the important thing.
No! I won't stand for that. I wouldn't have made the song.
No, you have better standards.
See,
debatable.
It's a, like, yeah, and like, you got a thing done. That's what counts. That's what matters.
That's true. I rarely do that.
I'm glad you did, because it was delightful.
It was. So were you.
Aww.
I like this.
Me doing this? It's my embarrassed face. No one can see it except
for
patrons.
Well, I'm about to describe it verbally.
Okay. Describe it verbally.
Joe puts his hands up to his chin. Like he's posing at in a Walmart photo shoot.
You know what it is and why I started doing it?
What is
it? You know that embarrassed gif of the kid from the Little Rascals?
Oh, yeah!
That's what I'm doing.
No, that makes sense. I understand that.
Sometimes I turn it into a heart. When I want to also convey love.
When you're embarrassed but also in love.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's how I feel all the time.
That's what you say in the chat, the live streams. I'm embarrassed but in love. But also you convey it through ASCII?
ASCII, very, very explicit ASCII art.
Yeah. Very explicit ASCII art.
I won't say where those heart-shaped hands wind up.
Like, we're inventing new kinds of genitals.
Somebody needs to. Well, that's a weird place to end this.
Thank you for having me on to talk about this abomination.
Thank you for being on. Is there anything you want to plug?
Listen to Burn Notice, I guess, if you like. I've never made a song for that, so.
Oh, you should.
No.
Oh, I should be the one who do it. I should make a Burn Notice song.
Yeah, you should make a Burn Notice song.
Oh, now I gotta do it. All right. But tune in next time and we'll be talking about Trial of the Time Lord Part 1.
Back from hiatus, which the power of that song brought us back.
Yeah, it was solely that. And we'll be talking about The Mysterious Planet with R. Alan Seiler. So,
Ooh. See
you in 2 weeks. Bye!
6 more years. 6 more years.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.